Texte numéro 58. I thought vaping was my pleasure, but a book showed me it was a tyranny. I have been a nicotine addict ever since I smoked my first cigarette at the age of 14, perched on some steps during my school lunch break. It tasted disgusting, but I persevered, and soon I was hooked. It was great fun for a while. I happily trooped outside nightclubs and pubs where the smokers were held. Smoking was a group activity back then. My best friend and I chain-smoked rollies until the ashtray overflowed. After university, things began to change. One by one, friends kicked the habit, but I was a determined smoker. I started the day with a cigarette and I ended it with one. Smoking was like breathing to me. It was inconceivable that one day I might stop. When I moved to New York and discovered how smokers are shunned in that city, I swapped cigs for their modern counterpart, the vape. I soon noticed the benefits of an e-cig loaded with nicotine. It didn't stink. I could smoke it anywhere. I puffed away in the office, at home, in restaurants, shops, even under a blanket on an aeroplane. Despite the cost and the health issues, I was dependent. Heaven was lying in bed, alone, vaping and scrolling on my phone. I started to feel ashamed that the e-cigarette was, as a friend put it, surgically attached to my hand. But even thinking I could quit seemed audacious. I'd tried before. I went to an NHS nurse when I was 16. I saw a hypnotherapist in my mid-20s. These attempts either failed or simply saw me exchange one nicotine product for another. But I started to see glimmers of hope. A friend told me how she had given up cigarettes for 18 months by reading Alan Carr's book, Easy Way to Quit Smoking. I dared to believe that I could perhaps quit nicotine. I bought the vaping version of the book and read it in a couple of days. The book was boring and repetitive, but it worked some kind of sorcery because I obediently puffed my last vape, you are encouraged to vape as you read, threw it in the bin, and somehow I've been nicotine-free for an astounding 402 days. This is the first time in 20 years that I have not been ingesting some form of nicotine on a daily basis. I assume that by stopping, I've added years to my life, but it's not the health benefits I consider or the money I've saved. I'm just relieved to be free from the tyranny of the vape. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.